Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Bubba.
I don't know if Blitz is recording or not, but I think he probably is.
I'm Corden.
Welcome to the exclusive podcast, and you're really hardcore Bubba Army if you're hearing this, because it's just not readily available. So thank you. And people are already calling me on the phone lines. Don't you know that this is a full-blown podcast? I think that you pretty much take yourself out of the podcast game the minute you take phone calls.
Yeah, multiple phone calls right now.
Maybe people were hearing, maybe had an open mic somewhere, Blitz, and they were hearing our...
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. How bad? Yeah, we would be in big trouble. Anna, well, you know what we were talking about.
Yeah,
we would
I know.
In big trouble.
Yep.
Olon Johnson.
Olon Johnson.
Who's this?
It's me.
Glory Hole Greg. Glory Hole Greg. We're doing a podcast.
No, knock it off, man. That's just ridiculous. I don't need that every time that I call in.
What?
What?
Fuck off, Greg. Like, stop. Well,
yeah,
stop
was,
with your
bullshit. What was said?
I just said Glory Hole Greg.
Right.
Didn't he call in and say GHD?
Fine. Whatever. Greg, like, I'm tired of your bullshit. Like, don't fucking post up on me, bitch. There you go. That's exactly what we should do with an all-hold kicker. I'm going to talk to you fuckers.
Yeah,
it's a podcast. We don't talk to fuckers.
Right.
Exactly.
We are the fuckers, my friend.
Yeah.
Because we are the fuckers, my friend.
And we'll
keep on fucking till the end.
I got a good fun story.
We are the fuckers. We are the fuckers. No time for losers, because we are the fuckers of the world. Can you imagine if your name was the fuckers? I'd go on.
Fuckers?
Hey, Blitz. No, not the fuckers.
The fuckers.
Oh. Blitz, fuckers. Who's your new alternative favorite band?
Oh, the fuckers.
Oh, yeah, I heard them on 97X before the Spanish station took them over.
Fuckers are the fuck.
Man, the fuckers, they really know how to fucking get after it. Love
sure
those
do.
Guys. Freddie Fuck's my favorite.
Wow.
So, Blitz, this Raycon situation, right?
Uh-huh.
These wireless earbuds.
Yep.
That I'm endorsing for our very own podcast world.
Correct.
They're like, make it more personality, make it more personal. It's they're marketing to women.
They are.
That's their yes.
Well, right now I'm agreeing. They are.
What's for?
It's your.
How?
It's isn't a Mother's Day deal like a. Hey, this is what you need for your
These
mom.
Personalized with something you appreciate about your mother or your mother figure in your
there you
life.
Go, see.
Something that you have
a Mother's Day McGillicuddy. Right, exactly. You need to make it more personal, huh?
You know, moms are often the very few people in our lives. This is bullshit. You guys give me these headphones, which I have used and I like. But I can't get into a full-blown, you know.
Hey, Bob, just checking. Did you get the headphones yet?
Yeah. I thought my endorsement that I did for these guys were great.
I thought it was actually a good one.
Guess not.
I thought it was great.
Sorry.
I'm not going to say that. And now, Happy, they want new. It took me 2 months to get
just
what
to
I got to
say the fucking name.
It took me 2 months
still
to
can't say
that.
It. Listen
took
to
me
him.
2 months to say the fucking name, and now you want me to do something else for you?
Yeah, I believe, not sure, but I'm thinking.
Here comes a blitz fucking.
Well, I didn't set this up, but I think there might be a new script weekly for them.
Oh, shit.
Oh, sweet. Bubba, how's your sleep doing with the happy?
Quite frankly, I think it sucks. I think both of these clients can suck my dick.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh,
God damn.
Oh, shit.
I mean, what the fuck? I poured my heart and soul into that Raycon bit. Like, man, these fucking headphones are great. You need to get them for your mom. 49,000 five-star reviews. They won't fall out. They will not budge. They're the perfect inner ear fit. You know, your mom's out doing shit, and she quite often can't take that phone call, but with her new Raycons, her wireless earbuds, they're a fucking absolute must-have for supermoms, the masters of multitasking, who need their hands free while they're wiping shitty asses and making your shitty food, washing your shitty clothes, jacking off your little dick. They need their hands. So they need these little mini these little fucking mini earbuds that are cool as shit. You can get in a whole bunch of different colors. And your mom's just going to love them because your poor fucking mom, she works her ass off. I mean, why not just give her some pretty cool looking little fucking headphones for her to be able just to be cool like you? She's in there doing all that shit. You know, and with Raycons, they get 8 hours of playtime, 32-hour battery life, my friend. And they come complete with their little compact portable charging case. They're quite cute.
Cute.
They're priced just right, my friend. Like, I think they start like at $49.95 or something like that. There's all different types of different. There's different types with different values and different costs. You know, you could upgrade to the cows come home, or you can get in on a base model. Doesn't matter. Tell your mom how much you love her, and make sure that she hears it crystal clear in the audio. Fuck. But that can't even be the endorsement because you couldn't even begin to cut that up.
No.
You know what I need to do, Blitz, is I need to take this. I need to get my computer, my little laptop, because I think that makes it easier for you when I give you a rough in.
Oh, for sure.
Don't you think? Otherwise, you're back here going, fine, it just takes another thing. Like, if I do it, email the our fine people back and tell them that I'll have it to them tomorrow.
Okay.
And so there you go. Happy. God.
Raycon.
My mom loves her Raycons.
I'd almost rather be fucking digging a ditch right now than doing this shit.
My mom loves her everyday Raycons.
Which one, your mom or Wilbur's mom?
My mom. She loves the Raycons.
The real Lummy mom?
Yes, the real Lummy mom.
Did you even get a pair, or are you just bullshitting?
She got a pair. She says they're absolutely amazing.
Your mom got a pair?
Yeah.
Or are you just bullshitting?
No, she actually has a pair.
What did you send me? Man, great.
This is Norm MacDonald when he was alive and did his podcast.
Oh, gosh.
He would get these sponsors and then, like, kind of make fun of them eventually and then end up losing them. But I thought they were hilarious.
To read jokes.
I thought you were going to talk about this thing.
We're going to talk about the man. What about the man great?
Is that like a genital cleanser?
No! My God.
See, and here's the bad thing about, and here's the bad thing about advertisers. They all think that it has to be just straight ahead, Willie, read the read, being, you know, but
right.
If you fucking rib them a little bit, people will really like your product more than if you're cool with a ribbon.
If I hear any kind of like flub on a promo or anything, all I think about is Mangrate because of this right here, because this is, this went viral. Like,
right.
Because of this.
Right.
What is...
And of course, you know, Mangrate probably dumped him immediately.
Not immediately, but they did, yes.
The Mangrate, you ask?
Okay.
Huh?
Fine, I didn't, but...
You didn't ask.
You know, it's amazing that he's dead. I mean, it's sad to know that we lost Norm. I mean, like, he was so... He looked pretty healthy. Right, I mean, if you were to think between him and Artie, who would still be around, right?
Well, they said the same thing about Bob Saget and also Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah.
True.
It is 100% made in America, cast iron grilling grates.
Iron. You don't pronounce it iron.
That's what everybody tells me.
He had Larry King on his podcast?
Oh, yeah, he had a lot of people.
The iron horse, like Luke Garrett was the iron horse.
But he's got this company now, like, you know, has Larry King talking about him, and they're getting mad about it.
Right. You got Larry King. You got, you know, and
Nick
now
Swartzen,
you're
and now
it's, you know, now you got people that normally wouldn't know your shitty product.
Yep.
Talking about your shitty product.
Yep.
Yes.
The word iron is iron. No, iron.
Cast iron.
Iron.
Cast iron grilling grates.
Iron.
That are you kidding when you say iron?
You know what? Don't be like fucking Larry King. That motherfucker, I say iron and he's up my asshole for fucking 4 days.
It should be iron. That's what makes English the world's toughest language.
Yeah?
You know, right? Sure.
It is because the toughest language.
Toughest language
to me, it's the easiest. Man, great. Great. Right. Have you heard of the man grate?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
He was so fucking brilliant. Oh, I loved him.
Where'd you hear about it?
On Adam Carolla's podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? Do you have a father? Man grate is the perfect gift for this Father's Day. Is he alive?
Yeah.
100% made in America. If he was dead, it would have been a really bad moment in the commercial.
If your dad was dead.
Your dad's alive?
No.
Fuck. God damn it. I'm sorry about your dad.
That's fine.
Norm MacDonald was so fucking brilliant.
He was so funny.
He was just so spontaneously dry funny,
yes.
Was he not?
My favorite.
Yeah.
But you have children. You are a father.
Yes, and I'm not dead.
Yes.
Maybe you'll give me one. And
I'll give you one. Is your mom still alive?
My mom?
Yeah.
No, she's dead.
Jesus Christ. Is any of your relatives fucking alive? Is man great?
And he starts fucking cracking up.
They're revolutionizing the way people grill. What, Adam Egan? Is it true? You haven't heard of the revolution? You can put chicken on this or steak. That's not that unique. It has heavy duty grilling grates. Why are you laughing? You think the grilling grates are flimsy? Yes, no, but that's part of the charm. It weighs a lot of pounds.
Is that heavy?
Yeah. Listen, man, what was that fucking Vegas story?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
What is in that?
Again. It's revolutionizing the way people grill.
This is...
What?
I thought it was like a... All right.
You want to hear what it has?
Yeah.
It has heavy-duty grilling grates.
Meanwhile, grilling grates should... Man grate should be writing a check to his estate.
I know.
For what he has done for them.
Listen. No more dry meat. What do you think of that?
You want your meat juicy.
Oh, come on now.
Is Andy Dick still alive?
He's still alive.
But the wheels have fallen off his axles, have they not?
God, he burned a lot of people in Hollywood.
Is he still a thing?
Not really.
Barely.
Am I the Andy Dick of radio?
No.
Pretty much.
Don't make it sound like a fucking fat, plumpy, delicious cock.
I think Norm might have been high on this. I really do.
I hope so.
No more flare-ups? You know on your barbecues, all those big flare-ups? It was named... It was named one of 2012's best grilling accessories. There's more fucking facts about the man grade than about Nick. Why are you laughing? You're making a mockery out of the man grade.
did man grade dump him eventually?
Eventually they did.
Chicken steak has never tasted so good. Hey, how about this? Each Norm McDonald's show order comes with a heavy-duty grilling brush.
They gotta be high as fuck. Yeah.
Jesus.
It's not heavy-duty.
You wanna put that on your not dry meat?
Yeah, those things are dirty.
No.
That's from the iron.
Are you sure?
Yes. Well, it's not from my cock. What? I just went to the bathroom. You say cock so much.
I'm coming in your butt.
That's Nick Swartzen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, man. Hey, your mouth is my toilet.
Your mouth is my toilet.
Oh, he's impersonating you.
Again. Again.
Meanwhile, like when Howard used to endorse Snapple, remember? Mm-hmm. And he kind of put Snapple on the forefront when he was on in Howard's terrestrial early days. And then once Snapple got bought up by like Coke or somebody, like, they got rid of Howard. But mm-hmm. Howard was Snapple used to be kind of just a territorial, regional New York kind of East Coast thing. And they signed on early. Here, let me ask a girl, because I think
And kind of the deal with this is when Norm started his podcast, they're like, oh, look, we're not going to have any advertisers. And then, like, a few weeks later, like, oh, by the way, you start reading this. And he was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're
But
gonna...
it's the only way he had to make money.
Listen to his commercials from the 80s.
This is Howard's, huh?
Of the Snapple.
Yeah, hold on.
Snapple is so good. This is the favorite drink at my household. Believe it or not, my wife and I drink this. Well, my wife and I used to.
When you used to be married, what did your family married? Do?
My wife had a terrible disease and now is legally brain dead. And I am back to dating, fortunately for me, because I have gotten over her. I still love her, but I got over her because her last words to me, go and date.
Just before she went into a coma.
Just before she went into a coma. Now, if you like iced tea, Snapple is all natural. It has six real brewed flavors. It's natural and it's very good. And, you know, this is the number one show on Saturday night. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
That's right. That's right. You'd be nice to me. Their sports drink is called Snap Up. It's 100% Napple.
Napple?
It's 100%.
What is wrong with you?
It's 100%.
I actually got an email from Howard over the weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's 100% natural.
Got you all shook up.
Got me shook up.
You kissed her butt, now you're all shook up.
I'm just trying to evaluate if that was cheating. My wife's going to yell at me for that. I just kissed her butt. It's nothing. I didn't even get aroused. Aww. Try Snapple. It's made from the best stuff on earth.
And then, you know, like, so Howard kind of put Snapple on the map.
Right.
And then as soon as they became, you know, like, they got bought out or something, they immediately got rid of Howard. And Howard's like, motherfucker, I'm one of the guys that kind of you know, put your bullshit on the map.
This commercial is like a miniseries. Are you a jingoist? 100% made in America. 100% cast iron. Mangrove.com. Thank you, Andy.
So maybe we, you know, maybe we should just like on the fly within this podcast blitz, you know, kind of do the Norm McDonald kind of deal when it comes to the Hap V.
Right.
And
we kind of already have. I mean,
and the Ray. Yeah. In fact, matter of fact, Blitz, I just leave all that in there. Yeah, don't cut it out. None of that out. And just, hey, Raycon. Hi, it's Bubba. And maybe you don't like the way I promoted your product, but I got to tell you, your little earbuds are pretty kick ass. I got a pair of them. I've not given them to my mother. I've used them myself. I like them. Should I go ahead and package them back up and give them to mom for Mother's Day? Or should I, are you going to send me some new ones? And you know, how can I gift the ones that you sent me to promo? Right? And we only got one set. So, like, if you wanted me to send a pair to my mom, then you're going to have to get me another set. Now, based on what I've experienced, I like them. I really do. And I think your mom would like them, too. And, yeah, I can read all this copy about how your mom needs her hands free and all this bullshit. Or I could just tell you to go to raycon.com/BubbaArmy. That's RAYCON.com. Raycon.com/BubbaArmy. And get 15% off your Mother's Day order. Maybe you're not even buying them for your mom. Maybe your mom died. But they certainly would be something you would appreciate. They're not just made for women. They're like the little Apple earbud gimmicks, but they're far less expensive and almost sound as good. So whether your mom, I mean, they got 49,000 five-star fucking reviews.
Yeah, awesome.
Raycon, R-A-Y-C-O-N, raycon.com/BubbaArmy.
They have 32 hours of battery life.
Yeah, they gave them to you as a gift to your mom, and they were so good, you kept them for yourself.
Right.
There you go.
You can buy them for your mom, but you'll probably keep them for yourself.
Yeah, buy two pair.
You could buy them for your mom, but they're good enough to keep for yourself. Usually you buy your mom something shitty that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
But Raycons are not shitty. They're absolutely opposite of shitty. So if you're going to buy, you might want to buy two. One for you, one for moms.
They have a perfect fit. They never fall out.
They never fall out.
I have a lot of problems with
wireless earbuds. Where would you go, Lummy?
I would go to raycon.com/TheBubbaArmy.
No, it's not The Bubba Army, you fucking buffoon. It's just Bubba Army.
Well, then I got it wrong, so I'm raycon.com, Bubba Army.
raycon.com/BubbaArmy.
I'm there.
Even people that are mildly slow.
Like me.
Will figure it out.
I will get those.
Now, with regards to this Hap-V deal, listen, it's this thing that you wear around your neck, and you go get the Hap-V app.
And it gives you some vibes.
And you go to the app, and it asks you how you want to feel. Are you winding it down for the day? Are you trying to get it back going? Are you trying to do something equivalent to caffeine? Or are you trying to do something equivalent to melatonin? Or are you trying to do something equivalent to working out?
Right.
What the fuck are you trying to do here? And you tell them what you're trying to do, and then it sends these signals through this thing that you wear around your neck, and it works.
Yeah, it's made to order vibes.
Yeah, there you go. Made to order vibes.
There you go.
Did you come up with that while you're on your own?
Sure did, in my little peanut head.
Sure did, in my formerly Zika, now just peanut head.
Yeah.
Let me, where would a guy go for that type of craziness?
I would go to HapBee.com. Promo code Bubba.
Forward slash Bubba. Bubba. That gets you 25% off your order. That's HapBee.com/Bubba.
/Bubba.
Whether you want the effects of caffeine or alcohol or melatonin, it doesn't matter. Hap-B's got you covered, kid. Blitz, I'll also cut you some of these as well. If they don't like that organic placement, I know that's the type of endorsement, quite frankly, that money can't buy.
Good, because we'll have to recut the Raycon one, only because I believe the website is buyraycon.com.
Uh-oh.
BUYRAYCON.
Oh, shit.
Because raycon.com doesn't work. I tried using it.
It's
Wait, are you sure it's not RayconGlobal.com?
No, it's BuyRayconCom/BubbaArmy. Completely fucking up all of our organicness. Complete fucked up the whole thing. I fucked up the whole deal by giving you the wrong deal. So hopefully our salespeople will not be sharing these with the Raycon people because I fucked it up. Sorry for the fuck up. I'll make it good tomorrow. Go to buyraycon.com/BubbaArmy. buyraycon.com/BubbaArmy. God, the ins and outs of being a big-time radio guy.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. So during my, maybe I should call my mom.
Yes.
Because she really was getting pretty.
Archie was getting filthy.
She's a filthy McNasty.
Oh, yeah. We just out of nowhere just start talking filthy.
Mm.
And I'm like, hey, mom, do you know what a rim job is? She's like, I know what a rim job is. And I'm like, what? And I don't think.
And you were like, prove it. And she was like, okay.
Does Jeff bend over the table?
This is Janie Cakes, and she knows.
Is she even awake?
No, she's watching Fox News.
She finally figured, she didn't know what teabagging was, but she knew what Arabian sand goggles was.
It's pretty much the same thing.
I know, not really. One's on the eyes, and one's on the mouth.
Correct.
Okay, well.
They're different.
She's not answering.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Come on. It's 11 a.m., Mom.
I think your mom and my dad have the same schedule.
They wake up real late?
Yeah, because when you showed up for dinner at 2:30, 3 o'clock, he said, I just got up. I'm not that hungry.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Like for the day?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's a big Fox News guy, too, so...
What does that mean?
Yeah, at 2 a.m.?
I think so, yeah.
Well, Janie Cakes, she doesn't go to bed till 3 or 4.
Exactly.
Jesus
My dad's
Christ.
Up watching
and she's
West
up
Coast
on,
games.
She's on Facebook and on Fox all night long.
Yeah, Fox.
My mom used to be the same way.
Or she's on the Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
My 600-pound life.
Yes, Doctor Now.
Hello.
Or about Dr. Does, she watch Dr. Pol?
Yeah, she watched Dr. Pol. You watch Dr. Pol, don't you, Janie Cakes?
Yes, I do.
Why didn't you answer the phone on the first time?
Probably because I was sleeping.
She was giving Jeff a rim job.
Oh, were you giving Jeff a rimmer?
Oh, none of those.
Were you really sweeping for real? I woke you up?
Yep.
Are you mad at me about it?
No.
You should be.
I was talking on the other show today, but I figured we'd get a little bit more nasty because this is the podcast, so we can really
not this again.
Right down your alley, Jane. I heard you're a nasty.
Yeah, no,
nasty,
but Mom, nasty. We were talking that you did. Now, did you know what a rim job was?
Of course.
Okay. But you didn't know what teabagging was.
I did. I just had it wrong.
You had the balls on your eyes when you're teabagging. It's like you're dipping the balls into the girl's mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or anyone. Or a girl.
I mean, you could be a boy. I mean, you know. Sure. Mom, is it me or is it a little uncomfortable how much Tara's husband sticks his dick on me?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? There's no wrong answer. Just give us your opinion. I mean, he rubs his wiener on me all the time and I don't like it. Does it look like I like it?
No, I don't know. I think he has a problem.
I think he does. And you're the matriarch of our family. I mean, maybe you should say something to Tara. She won't listen to anybody but you. What would you say to her?
Maybe he just thinks it's funny.
I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, he's got a big cock, but it doesn't feel good on my shoulder or my back.
Where does it feel good at?
And here's what it does,
Your
Mom.
Shoulder.
He'll put it up there when we're sitting down. But I'll tell you what it does is it makes me feel bad about myself because I'm not that – I don't have that big of a wiener. And so it makes me feel like, you know, insignificant.
And you wear underwear too.
Yeah.
Maybe he showed off.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe he, like, Cialis'd up so he could put his wiener on your shoulder?
I don't know. I mean, do you and my sister, because moms have a different relationship with their daughters than you do with your son, right?
Sure. Well, I don't know.
I mean, I mean, nothing's out of bounds for us. But, like, do you guys ever girl talk and be like, yeah, you know, Tariq's penis is huge. Like, he stretched me out.
I'm wallered out.
Do you think?
No.
Do you think Tara's wallered out from it?
Oh, jeez.
I don't think so. Mm.
Does she ever call you and tell you she can't walk for a week?
No.
So what's on your, what's on, this is my mom, by the way.
She got dicked down good last night.
Does she ever say, boy, Mom, Tariq really fucked me good last night. Does she ever say that?
No.
You never sister girl with her like that?
She doesn't ever say that? That's sad.
You guys don't.
Yeah. My mom do.
Fucking Tariq isn't bringing
Mom,
the heat.
You guys don't talk girl talk like that ever?
Me and my mom do.
Well, no.
Do you ever talk about when you used to get dicked down?
No, I don't really want to know.
Used to. Mm. Jeff's still bringing the steam.
No, I don't think Mom and Jeff are doing it anymore. I mean, what? I don't think Mom doesn't seem like she has the sexuality she used to have.
Oh, no, he's going to have to go find a Filipino.
Oh, my God.
Mom, have you slowed down on even the wanting of sex?
There's a story behind that.
Do you even want sex anymore?
Not really.
That's respectable.
It's overrated.
Like, when like, how long has it been since you've been really, like, was, like what age did, like, you stop wanting to fuck?
Well, I don't remember, but it's just, well, a lot of women are that way. Not even
of course they are.
Older women. They're just like, you know what, I'm over it.
Yeah, I know, but you got to understand.
Before they even have it.
But you have to understand, Mama, like us guys, you know, we're horny, you know, clear up until our 80s and 90s.
From
like,
the time we wake up until the time we go to bed.
Yeah,
every
so
day.
Like,
oh, I know.
What do you think Eddie's
That's
doing?
How you
what
think.
Do you think Eddie's doing for relief? You're not offering any relief.
Well, I don't really know. I don't really care.
Like if he had him, if,
that's
like,
not nice.
Like if he had himself a little cricket in the Villages, like you know, like a little.
Would that be okay?
Like a 55-year-old chick that was a little horn, like, and he was over there giving her a little bit. Would you even care? Be like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, yes, I would.
Oh well, but then, but since he's not getting it at home, you wouldn't have a very good defense now, would you?
Oh, there's what do you mean relief? Come on, you guys always like it's killing you. Like
it
you've
is.
Got blue balls. Like yeah, right. Like we believe that.
Well,
Mom, you should,
Mom. You should because like if we don't get our nut every like you know.
Oh no, you think with your dick.
Well, of course we do,
Mom.
Because it has a blue head,
Mom. You know us men thinks with our dicks. You know that.
Yeah, we're not denying it.
Well, that's not our problem. Why do you think God gave you hands?
Oh,
why do you think God gave you hands?
Well, yeah, why do you think God gave you a mouth and a butthole, Mom,
and also a vagina hole?
Yeah, nice warm one.
Penis fits right in.
Yeah. I mean, Mom, I've seen your boobs. Actually, I actually took my mom's boobs in both of my hands yesterday and felt how heavy.
I fucking believe it.
How heavy they were. Mm-hmm. And I was going to talk to Dan about my mom might be too old for maybe a surgery, but my mom needs a tit reduction bad.
Oh, then you're going to put in 700cc gummy bears?
No, like my mom, poor thing. Mom, your tits must weigh 20 pounds. I feel them yesterday.
Oh, I swear. Yeah.
And can you imagine how much, if you took half of those tits away, do you know how much better better your back would feel? My Lord.
Oh, I know.
That's
I
what
know.
Ona always says, hers are handy.
They're so nice.
Yeah, but my mom's got, my mom, you know, because you wear, like, what's your bra size? You know.
It's like a G or something.
Is it like a a 40?
It's like a triple D.
Oof. Oh, Christ.
Is it like a 36 or 38, like 3D?
3D, all right.
3D, yeah.
So my mom, I was saying goodbye, and I go to I hug her, and I just love her, and I ear grip her, and I just like.
Suck on her titties.
I don't suck on her titties, but I don't suck on my mom's titties, but her titties are right there. So I go, Mom, I'm just going to grab your titties right now because see how big they are. And she's like. Okay, Fweet. So I took him and I started flopping him up and down. And I'm like, my God, Mom, these things are fucking huge. And she's like, I know.
Well, it was not a sexual thing. It was a medical thing.
Oh, of course. Dr. Clem.
I had those fucking things and I was going up and down with them. And I'm like, listen, Mom, these tits are.
Lumby was doing the same thing with his mom.
Oh, yeah. Juggling him around.
Now,
do you think
I'm the only guy that can take his mom's tits?
Yes.
And like, I was really literally, like, bouncing the shit out of him, really trying to get a good bearing on him.
Are you trying
and
to she, fucking knock
and,
him off
and,
of her?
And she was helping me. She's like, see how big they are, Fweet? I mean, I'm like, I know, my God, I can see why your back hurts so much.
What was Jeff doing at this point?
He was microdosing. He was reading the paper on mushrooms.
He was using his hands, the only relief he can get.
Yeah. He's glad that Bubba was blessing her so he didn't have to.
So, Mom, I know that you don't like
I don't think he's not a tit man anyway.
No?
Hold on.
He's an ass
Mom,
guy?
Your best attribute all through when we were always growing up, like the one thing that people, I remember one time I was 12 years old and I was working at the Warsaw Park Department during the summertime. I had to get a work permit, right, Larry? Right, Blitz? And so I'm sitting there at the park table with all these 30 and 40-year-old men, and this one guy's name was Roger Shenefield. And he goes, I'll tell you.
I remember him.
He goes,
oh, I bet you
he
do.
Goes, I'll tell you. And I'm 12 years old, right?
Right.
And I'm at the park department. We're having lunch in a picnic table. And just out of nowhere, he goes, God damn, I'm going to tell you, Bubba, your mom's got some nice tits. And like that, mom. I mean, mom. Everybody always made a big thing about your tits. Did they not?
Well, I was pretty hot back in the day.
I know, but your tits were your number one attribute.
Your moneymaker, as they say.
Right?
Yeah.
And so now, and so the man that you married, I don't know, 40 years ago, he's not a tit guy.
I don't think so.
I get that.
Blithers told me that he's not really an ass guy. That's all I've
I was just going to say, I'm not really an ass guy, even though her ass is, like, fucking awesome.
Right?
I appreciate it, but I'm not an ass guy.
Mm. Yeah. I don't really know what kind of guy Jeff is.
And you've been with him for how long, Mom?
40 years.
40 years?
Yes.
40 years. Hmm. I mean, in 40 years, like when you guys were young, like, let's say... You guys got married in 84, right? No, 83.
Yeah.
He was like, what, 18, 19?
You got married October 8th, 1983.
Yeah, he was 12.
And, I mean, come on, Jane. I at least said 18.
But hold on. He, you got married October 8th, 1983, on the 18th green of the Rosella Ford Golf Course, married by the Honorable Mayor Mike Hodges.
It was the 9th green.
The 9th green. Yes, you're right. The 9th green, married by the Honorable Paul Mike E. Hodges.
Better
right?
Guy with the jet.
Right.
No. It's a guy with a daughter. She,
Michael.
Know,
oh, man. That
down. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. Don't start this again. We're getting all mixed up.
Tossing the salad.
Yeah, mom. This when my mom's lesbian lover, Michael, her dad was the mayor of our fine city. He was a 5-term mayor. He was the man. His name was Mike Hodges. And on my mom's last couple of years of high school, when her mom died, my mom lived with Mike and with Michael.
I thought we were on what kind of man Jeff is, and now we're off on something else.
Well, okay. So you were married by the mayor. The mayor's daughter was your best friend. You lived with him for a few years, your last couple of years of high school. We'll revisit that momentarily.
Yeah, she was a big
now,
girl.
When you and Jeff were very sexually active, what was he into? Head?
Who's not?
Just anything, I guess, but I don't think he really, I don't know.
He wasn't sucking on those big tits?
Oh, he love me. That's my mom you're talking to.
Jesus.
That was an outburst.
Mama.
Sorry, I outburst.
Man, hey, Mom, did we not talk about how cute Lum Lum's little boy is?
Oh, she's precious.
He's not she's.
Whatever. That's a girl. Oh, geez.
I said he.
Oh.
Thank you.
What time did you go to bed last night? Did you watch Fox and Friends and Facebook?
I did not watch. Yeah, I did.
Hey, Blitz, we fucking ribbed her yesterday. We're like, Mom, how much do you stay on Facebook? And she said, not that much. Well, Tariq said, well, let me have your phone then and check your screen time. You should see your fucking Facebook screen time.
Oh, my God. My mom would be the same way, man.
Yeah. Tariq called her out, and you weren't very happy about that, were you?
Oh, no, I was not. I mean, my God, you guys just spent the whole day picking on me. And, like, I'm used
I know
to
what
you
that
guys
feels
picking
like.
On me, but I'm not used to him picking on me.
Yeah. Well, you mean, Tariq, you're not used to him calling you out.
No.
Better than him rub his wiener on you.
Yeah. You need to have a private talk with my sister and be like, really, I think that your husband rubbing his cock on everybody is a little bit weird. I mean, I know that my son grabbing my tits and fucking jig-juggling them around isn't one thing.
That's one thing, yeah.
But, I mean, your husband rubbing his cock.
Gray sweatpants, dick out, no underwear.
Mom, I think Tariq's got a big old dick on him.
Well, I don't really care.
Right. So, I mean, it's disappointing to know, Mom, that, you know, that you don't have sex anymore or you don't even care about it. You used to be a great wife and you would want to take care of Jeff's needs. Now it seems like you don't care.
Yeah, Jeff has needs.
Well, when you're 76, what the hell?
Fuck.
You'd rather go shopping.
When you're 76, Mom, what's a nice little head job here and there?
Right. At least a handy.
Mom, go get some coconut oil, some organic coconut oil. Cold pressed. A virgin Publix grade coconut oil, and then warm it up a little bit, and then give, you know, guys like, you know what, Mom? Sometimes a hand job is just as good as a head job.
It's fucking awesome.
Oh, I'm sure.
When's the last handy you gave?
I don't know. It hasn't been that long.
Well, oh, good. Okay. Well, see, that's good. That works for us. You know, I'm always sticking up for Jeff. I did tell you yesterday when you die, I'm going to go move in with Jeff.
Oh, my God.
I know. We always have to talk about when I die, which probably won't be very long.
Oh, stop. You're going to live to be 90, my friend.
Yeah. 95.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know.
114.
But when you do die, what is the protocol? Like, what's supposed to happen? I just want to hear it from you because you're very, very.
I'm sure she's so glad you took this call.
Hold on. Your mind is still very sharp. You're very, very sharp. You know, now granted, your tits are way in your back down, and you got a little upper GI deal. But we can get through all that. But yeah, like, I just want to know. Why you still have a very sharp mind? Like, what happens when we no longer have you anymore? Like,
you're going to be very sad.
Well, I know. Of course, I'm going to be sad, Mom. I'm going to cry every day. I miss you so much.
New house.
I can't see them jugs.
And I love you.
And who are you going to pick on?
But like, I mean,
oh,
like,
he's got
literally everyone else.
Yeah, he's got
no,
plenty,
so
worry.
Like, what if Jeff?
Oh shit.
Like. Okay, so what if Jeff like starts dating another girl?
Oh.
I'm not going to be cool with that.
Well, I hope you're not.
Yeah, but like, you know, out of my mom's memory, Ed, you know, even though this girl's giving you some pussy and my mom hasn't given you any pussy since 96,
What if she brings her daughter over for you, Bubba?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a game changer, then.
Because you guys are going to be roommates.
Yeah.
Because you're moving in,
he brings
remember?
His younger
but mom, 45-year-old. Would you have a problem, like, once we lose you, God bless you, that I could move in with Eddie and live there?
Well, what the hell would I care?
Right. And then, like, when you guys are both gone, do I get the place? I thought that's kind of how it went.
Oh, God.
Is it true that they're trying to put you in a home now?
No, but it is true.
Yeah, Bubba is. Tara would never put me in a home, but Bubba would.
Mom.
Or else he would just take me in, and then he'd put me in those damn Nike basketball shorts and a Bubba Army shirt.
And just I'd wheel you around like fucking Weekend at Bernie's. I would. And yeah. I'd give you a hat on sideways and put like a fucking fake gold chain on you and just let you slobber and every fucking thing.
That's so nice
of you. And throw me in the back seat.
Yeah.
And I'd have to eat McDonald's all the time or Wendy's or
Go to the gym. I'll make you go to the gym with me and just sit there on the bench, pooping your pants.
Yeah, and he wouldn't change me. Mm-mm. He just let me sit in the shit.
Kind of like the way my dad did when you used to leave.
Yeah.
Now, but with regard...
Like, let me sit on a newspaper.
No, but... But like, if we would happen to lose... if we'd happen to lose you and Eddie relatively, like, do I get the house? That place is nice, and I now it's 55 and over, and I, you know, I'm sure you guys have it paid off. So I could just be living there, fucking rent free. It'd be nice as shit. My grandfather clock's already there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have that. I'd have the downstairs.
Somebody's ready to move in now.
I'm sure you can have the house because I don't think Tara wants it or needs it.
Yeah, you're right. Tara's trying to give me her house. I'm like, no, but okay, you know.
Yeah.
Do you find Tara? Money's kind of like made her like super zen. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, Bubba's upset. Bubba's upset that her coming into money has made her nice, made her a much nicer person.
Did you hear my philosophy where I think that Tara found out who our real grandpa is and that she's really not that successful at work and that he's given her a bunch of money and she doesn't want me to know who he is because I'll come in and raid the joint. You know how I do. I fuck up everything.
Well, that would be true, but it's not.
Yeah.
You should have heard what Dan asked her when she was on the phone today. Is Dan wanted to know if she out-earned Tariq or not.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Tariq works for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Mom, I would say that, like, probably Tara is your favorite, but you and I got a special little something that nobody... I mean, you know, like, not every guy can just take this mom's tits. And
yeah, how often does Tara grab your tits?
Like, never.
But my mom's okay with me grabbing her tits.
Wow, she's so rude.
Because it was under... I was feeling them up to see how much pressure they put on her.
Yeah, it was a medical deal.
Yeah.
Poor thing. And then, Mom, should
you were behind me, not in front of me.
Yeah, I got behind her, and I just started going, bam, 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 bam. And I mean, my God, they're so heavy.
Could
poor
you imagine
having
to fucking haul those things around every day?
Yeah. You don't sleep. Mom, do you sleep with the bra? Are they on either side of your rib cage when you sleep?
No. No, they're up around my throat. I can't breathe.
They're so big. So, Mom, can we talk about your little butt? Your button was really festered up yesterday. I think we're the only.
Oh, did you pop it?
Do you guys realize what I have to go through with this kid?
Yeah.
My mom's got this. Mom, what is it? Is it a sebaceous cyst or what is it?
Oh, fuck yes.
What? Yeah. All right. Yeah, it is. It's somewhere.
Wait till you hear this. So my mom's got this one sebaceous cyst on her back that it just every 6 to 8 weeks it gets kind of humped up with this, you know. Yeah.
Does it look white on the top or?
No, it's just it's
like a submerged.
Yeah,
it's
like a grounder. Below the dermal, it's like a grounder.
The dermis,
where you can just feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's really no distinct head or anything. But if you put enough pressure on it, it will shoot past that.
Oh yeah, just that white stuff just oozing out everywhere, right, Lovey?
No, it's not. It doesn't ooze, right, Lovey? It shoots.
Lovey, what do you
think
about
all this?
It's a hard pop. Lovey's about ready to puke.
Let me find you a video that's like hard pop.
Then hold on.
Lovey wants to see some videos.
Hold on, with my mom's button, it kind of starts out as a worm, and it kind of worms out, and then you get a big yip.
Oh yeah,
and it'll sometimes
curly cues around.
It'll sometimes go to the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday, it got on my face. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Face and my shirt.
Oh my God.
And it went halfway across the room.
Oh.
And everything.
But it is.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
It isn't like pus.
It's like serum.
Oh,
it's
like sebaceous fluid.
Yeah.
Sebum.
It's like sebum.
Yeah.
But it kind of has a little smell to it.
Of course. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You got to have the smell.
Yeah.
Oh, right, my Lord. Oh, Anna, the next flapping gaps, we need to let my mom know. If my mom lets it go for like 2 months, it gets a little kind of little irritated.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I bet you it would squirt from here to Lummy.
Oh god.
Now, if I had I have a question. Lummy, if you had to guess what it would smell like, can you explain that, Lummy?
It's just got a little oil. It just smells like it's just got a little oil feel to it.
Oh, I like
Lummy's
that.
Lummy's about to puke.
It smells like dead skin.
It smells like dead skin, yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad. But before the minute I see my mom, I go and I start hugging her, and then I try to find, we call it the button.
Yeah.
And I go and I locate the button.
Right.
And then I feel how heaped up it is. And yesterday was heaped up. So before bit it.
Yeah.
Ew. And it goes into your mouth.
Right. All in your teeth.
Oh.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
No.
Is that?
And I just, Lummy needs to watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
No.
Oh.
Or Dr. Pull.
Oh, Bubba.
Dr. Pull does them with animals.
Does it have a...
Oh, that's even worse.
I mean...
If you go to 3 minutes, Bubs, I think you're going to like what you see.
I'll tell you if this is my mom, if this is the way my mom...
No, this is something different. Might be a little different, but maybe in the same family.
No, my mom.
Wait for it. No, it's good. Lummy's gonna like it. No, you gotta wait till the next one.
Lummy, hold on. Look.
I didn't know that asparagus.
Tell Lummy he needs to look at it. Oh,
I didn't know asparagus.
What?
No. Find me.
Fucking seaweed out of her.
Find me like a sebaceous cyst.
Keep going.
Anna, it's not green.
Oh, it's gray.
It's not green. Anna, just find me a sebaceous.
What the hell?
Find me a sebaceous cyst, okay?
Lummy got up and walked away. He had to go get a trash can.
Mom, can we start videotaping me doing this?
Yes.
Oh. Mom, we would
but
get a million.
It's not as what you're seeing there.
No,
it's
but you got like fester
little.
Though.
But Mom, here's the deal. I'm kind of a star, and you're my mom, and we already got like 55,000 subscribers on YouTube. So we got to build an audience. So if I was like, Bubba pops Janie Cakes' sebaceous cyst button.
Hold on, Anna.
Not only do we get all the Bubba Army, but we get all these fringe people that are into pimple
popper. Of course, like me.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Plus RS.
Hell
yeah. Is there a channel called that?
Let's see. I'm looking for the sebaceous fluid one.
That's just what I'm saying.
Mm. Now, is there anything you can do from now until the next time I see? Oh, I'm going to see you Saturday, but I don't think we should do it at the restaurant.
Oh, no, but you know what he does? Doesn't matter who's around or where we are, he'll pull my shirt right up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe it.
And her tits are hanging out.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
It doesn't matter if Merch Crick's son's there, who's there. No. He just pulls my shirt right up over my head.
And she's now so old and frail that she won't fight back. So and then you just throw her down.
I'm not old and frail.
Well, you're not having sex anymore now, are you?
See, that doesn't mean you're old and frail.
But Mom,
you're smart.
Do you know how much you would surprise Jeff when he came home for golf, you just gave him a quick head job? Poor guy.
Oh, gosh, I can hardly wait.
No,
he,
be like,
he can't
hey,
either.
If, you know. Like, if you texted him right now, he probably takes his time getting home. But if you texted him, said, hey, head job waiting for you, honey.
It's hot.
He'd drive through the garage door.
You wouldn't even open the fucking garage door.
Yeah, just turn on the Fox 5.
Mom,
and,
if you went right now and you texted head job when you get home, honey, what do you think he would even respond with?
Who stole your phone?
Who is this?
I don't know.
It's not my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is this?
It's that floozy that lives next door. By the way, my mom's got full heat with the people that live next door. These new people moved in.
Uh-oh.
And they're a little bit younger.
No, it's her son.
It's a woman, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she's single?
It's a single. How old is she, Mom?
She just turned 60.
You don't think that's where Eddie is?
Yep.
Sneaking away?
No, I don't.
He's
going to
get the poison out somehow.
That.
Hold on. She has parties, and she's trying to get a full-blown big industrial-sized hot tub in the courtyard, which is right by my mom and dad's bedroom, and mom and dad are fighting the board right now to try to keep the hot tub away. Because this old single cricket wants to have a hot tub party right outside my mom's.
With Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff's not fighting it.
Yeah. No, she has a boyfriend.
Yeah, but he works during the day, doesn't he?
No. Mm.
Yeah,
Nobody out there works. Now, Mom, when I move in, like, let's say, you know, 5 years from now, when we lost both you and Eddie, well, you know, and I'm only sick, you know.
God, you guys, I only have 5 years, though.
I'm like 61. Am I going to be a fucking pretty hot commodity out there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, will they say, hey, that's Jane's son. Poor thing, we lost her.
We have, I think, like 9 single women on our short street, maybe more.
Are you serious? And you want to know what no wonder your husband's not worried about how much head you're not giving him, because he's getting it from 7 other cougs.
You guys call him the mayor,
he's
don't you?
He's not like you, Bubba.
Isn't he considered the mayor of the entire community?
Kind of, yeah.
Isn't he kind of like the most liked guy amongst everybody loves him?
Yeah, isn't he banging everyone's
wife?
Oh,
yeah.
And doesn't he go out on patrol every night and fix the divots on the golf
patrol?
Yeah, divots. Yeah.
And do you go on any of these divot patrols?
Yeah, sometimes.
But not very often.
No.
Not when he's got a cricket lined up.
Yeah. You think he's got some cricks?
No, I don't worry about that.
Right.
Why would he when he can have me?
Well, because he can't have you.
Because you said you haven't given head since 92.
Well, he needs to ask.
What if I put in a group text, you, him, and me, and say, Eddie, just had Mom on the podcast, and she said that head is only you asking away. You know damn well that you wouldn't give him head.
Don't say that. You don't know me.
Would you be okay if he was a little forceful and took it?
Yeah. Is he a little bit too docile, or do you like to be taken, Mom?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit too laid back.
So do you want to be taken? Do you want to be roughed up? Do you want him to walk in and grab you by the back of the head and just say, suck my dick,
your head against
bitch?
The wall?
Is that what you want?
No, I'd probably beat the shit out of him.
All right. So, I mean, like, how does this poor guy win with you, Mom? You think that he's too docile, but yet he can't be rough because, you know, you don't like. So how does my poor stepdad, you know, win with you?
By his kindness.
And you couldn't ask for a more kinder man now, could you?
Nope.
All right, then. I don't think that means anything in her world.
Mm-mm.
She just wants to get off this phone call. So she can text Tara about how inappropriate I was.
Yep.
And then Tara will text me back and fucking yell at me. And then I'll get in trouble, like I always do.
I don't ever text Tara during the day.
Mm. She saves it all until the nighttime and then fucking unloads on her.
But supposedly you guys have a call. She calls you every day when she's driving home. Is that true?
No, not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Because I live here now.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
How often do you and Tara see each other?
Probably two or three times a week.
No.
A week?
Usually once a week, but sometimes no. Sometimes she's busy on the weekend.
Do you ever say good things about me to her? Like, I love Bubba. I love him. Or am I just a fuck up?
And then they look at each other and just start laughing.
They'd be like, he's such a fuck up.
Yeah, we do.
You guys probably make fun of me all the time, don't you?
They probably talk like Bubba. No. They probably do Bubba talk the entire time they're together.
Yeah.
Mom, do you do a Bubba impersonation?
No.
Because everybody else does. You know, how they go.
I know.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
All right. Well, listen.
Let me bump your tits, Mom. Grabbing them like dumbbells. Squeezing the nipples.
I'd like some food.
Mom, are you making any knit caps for anybody? I know you made one for Tariq's grandma who's going through a chemo cap.
Hmm. Yeah.
And
no, I haven't been. I need to.
Right. It seems like you haven't been doing shit, to be honest with you. You're not fucking, you're not
knitting. Well, you know what? I'm busy all day and I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, like you're busy all day, but you really don't know what you do all day, do you?
No.
There's a lot of good people on Fox.
Now, what time did you go to bed last night?
I went to bed last night at, I think, 2:30.
Right, and now I'm waking you up, and I'm sorry for that.
Wake up.
Now, what does your day involve the rest of the day? sucking Jeff's dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe you get job, a nice face fucking job, in. Rib job.
Tosses salad, yeah. Pearl necklace.
Toss salad, pearl necklace.
How about a face fucking?
Flipping. Face fucking, teabagging, goggling.
Jesus. Poor mom.
Rimming.
Poor thing.
I said rimming.
Oh.
Maybe twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Poor thing. So what are you doing the rest of the day? Here's how trained she's got him. He'll be home in the next 30 minutes. He'll make her breakfast. He makes her breakfast. Am I right?
What do you usually have for breakfast?
Yeah, what will it be today?
Lately, I haven't. Yes, but I haven't been eating breakfast.
Why not?
So he won't.
Because she's got an upper GI deal.
Oh.
No,
something wrong with my tummy.
What's wrong? Like, have you been diagnosed? Because Dan said it sounded like maybe like an upper GI kind of deal.
Well, yeah, it is. I had the barium test, the upper GI,
yep.
And now I have to go to a gastroenterologist
mm-hmm.
to see if it is an ulcer. Oh, I wonder who would give me an ulcer.
Are they caused from stress?
Probably
a lot of times.
Probably your inner thoughts of not sucking your husband's dick since 86. Yep. Probably on you, not on me.
That's gotta be it.
Mm-hmm. I bet that's it.
You know, when the doctor says, "Ma'am, what's been stressing you for the last, 10 years?" You should say, "Well,
not sucking my husband's dick."
Yeah, and Jeff's got something better. Jeff's got something in him that works better than Pepto Bismol.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Mom. Coats the esophagus and stomach.
Okay, Anna. Yeah.
Anna.
Let's tell them how much we
love
do
cum.
That.
We yeah. have cum.
Anna, you don't really love cum, do you, Anna? Like, really? You just deal with cum,
no,
don't you?
No, doesn't. Nobody does.
No woman really
Not
loves cum.
Not even the porn stars. I mean, they no.
They just play the cum game.
Yes, mm-hmm. They're trying to impress somebody.
Right.
Who the hell would like it?
Now,
she ain't wrong.
It seems like you've had some bad cum experiences, Mom. Shit. What's been the worst?
Well, what do you mean? Any cum experience is a bad experience.
I mean,
have you been shot in the eye before?
No. Hold on. But like, if a man comes inside of you, that's not a bad cum experience, is it? Unless it produces a baby
well,
like
sometimes.
Me.
Yeah.
Look at that. Was a bad experience.
Yeah. You had the worst cum experience of all.
Yeah, she's talking to him.
Called Todd Clem.
Yeah.
She's talking to him.
But you would admit that at least Tara was planned under the right conditions. I was a complete mistake, and you didn't even want me.
Tried to trampoline you out.
And if
that's
you,
so true.
And if they had that pill, like what is it, the 486 RU486 pill, or the morning after
Plan B?
Plan B.
Yeah, they got Plan B. They have pills now, Mom. Where if you fuck and you. Let the guy come in you, and you think you just take a pill and you just shit mm-hmm. the baby out.
Well, never
yeah, I
would have
taken two of them.
You would take taking two of them for me.
Yeah, how much for a case?
Yeah. But Tara, on the other hand, she was planned, was she not?
Yes, she was.
Yeah, that's why you like her more than me.
Well, I like you.
I thought we had a good
time. I love you.
I love you too.
Aww.
And I'm sorry I played with your tits a little too aggressive yesterday, but I just was really trying to get a bearing as to how heavy they are. And maybe a 76-year-old woman can't go into surgery nowadays, but Dan would give you a tit reduction if you wanted one.
I don't really want one. Why would I want to do all those drains and shit?
To take 10 pounds off your back, maybe?
Well, it's okay. And I didn't mind because I really wanted you to see how heavy they were.
Well, they're heavy as far more than I thought. I'm so sorry for your heavy tits.
Well, that's okay. It's better than not having any.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, those tits, having big tits like that have helped you through the years more than... I mean, right now they're becoming cumbersome in the last probably 10 years of your life. They suck. But up until then, man, those were some nice titties, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They're still not too bad, but it is hard hauling them around. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do the guys out there, when you guys go to, you know, Domino's night or trivia night, do you kind of jack them up a little bit? Do you try to, you know?
You should.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But all the people from, there's a whole table of people that don't wear bras. Oh, and it's amazing.
What do you mean? There's a whole, that's right, because your community has a bunch of nudists as well.
Yeah. And they don't wear bras.
Now, even women with tits the size of yours wouldn't wear a bra?
No. I've seen it before.
See, I could see on like a woman that had, you know, like on a like natural little deals. I could see where a bra wouldn't be, you know, that big a deal. But for you, Mom,
right. My
Lord, you need a, you know, like you need the fucking harness of a Clydesdale to harness those.
It's a fucking trailer.
No, they wear. You they need don't wear bras. You need you need short.
You need safety chains with those titties.
Yeah. Oh shit.
I mean, can you, Mom? Can we get you to go to trivia night one night with no bra?
No bra trivia.
Yeah, why would I want to do that? We all make fun of all those people.
Oh, you make fun of all the braless people?
Yeah.
Is there any really hot? Like, is there some attractive women out there? And are all the guys trying to get it?
I don't think so.
There's not attractive women out there at all.
There's a few that are nice looking for their age.
Do you think there are any that are trying to get Jeff?
Oh yeah, probably not.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. They're obvious.
Oh really?
Are you trying to hide it?
No, hold on. Like when you even if you're there for dinner and you guys are at the clubhouse, there are women that are throwing it out there to Eddie.
Oh, they flirt. Yeah.
For what do you do?
I just look at them like they're stupid. Mm. Oh yeah, one of them. We ride in the golf cart and stop at these people's house and say hi, and she says, "Janie, get out of the golf cart so my dog can get up there and kiss Jeff."
What?
Her dog.
Mm.
Are you guys into bestiality now?
No, but she wants. Because Jeff likes that dog.
Oh, so she's living vicariously through that dog.
Bait.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So she's hoping that one day Jeff shows up without Janie Cakes, and then she gets in there.
Mm-hmm. Next thing you know,
next thing you know, she's in there sucking some dick.
Yep, sniffing his crotch.
She's got a husband. He's a creep.
Mm. All right, well, there you go. Jeff's not a creep. He's the mayor of the whole entire community. And, I mean, how many women do you think are after him right now? 10?
I don't know, but you know what? If he would succumb to that, then so be it.
Well, listen, but I want to draw a line in the sand. Like, if he would, like, if something like that would happen, and like you think you're going to like divorce him, well, the family's not going to let you do that. Okay, I'm just going to
tell
you. We would disown. Yeah. We would disown you if you did that to Jeff.
Well, I would disown all of you.
Well, no, let's not get into all that. We're already going through that through another portion of the family. So let's just, let's try to stay together. And maybe this all just starts and stops with you just giving him a nice hot oil hand job today. Mom, that is not even nothing.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to Publix to get some cold pressed coconut oil.
She knows the type, doesn't she?
Good, yeah.
You know, Mom, when you sit beside me, what do I always do with your hand?
Jerk him off?
Oh, yeah. Back up and down.
Anytime that she sits beside me, I always grab her hand and do it like a simulation hand job kind of deal. I make her do that. And then before she notices, she's like, "Bubba, stop." So you know how to do it. You know how to give a handy. I've taught you.
I knew that before you. Oh, there's Jeff. Oh, hi, Fleet.
Does he have his wiener out?
tell him that we've been spending the last 30 minutes trying to convince you to blow him when he walked in. Tell him that.
They have been spending the last 30 minutes trying to convince me to blow you or give you a hand job when you walked in. He just giggles.
He's already spent.
Now ask him.
Oh, he just said okay.
See?
He just laid down on the bed.
See, Mom, he's trying to take control like you fault him for not doing.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh, no, he always does this. Comes in and lays down on the bed because I've got it like an iceberg in here.
Yeah, well, you know what, Mom? What I mean, he's been getting it that way for I don't know how many years. What if you just, He wants one bad, poor guy.
Turn around and spread those cheeks.
All right, Janet Cakes. Maybe a rimmer.
Yeah, turn on Fox and Friends.
Get on Facebook with Fox and Friends Kicker and then rim him out right there on the couch, mama. Mm-hmm.
Who's on right now? Faulkner? You can watch her.
All right, listen, we love you.
Yeah, Hannity and a rim.
And I know, Hannity and a rim. All right, well, we love you, and thank you for being a good sport, my friend.
Such a good sport.
Oh, can you tell Jeff that if you ever got caught cheating, that we would disown you before we would him? Tell him that.
If he ever got caught.
Bubba says if you ever got caught cheating, that they would disown me instead of you. He's laughing.
Because it's your fault because he's cheating because you're not giving him enough at home.
Yeah, he knows that.
And we didn't say give him a handy with Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, Mom, don't give him a hand job with Gorilla Glue, okay?
Oh, okay. I won't.
It's virgin pressed. It's cold. It's
cold pressed.
Cold pressed virgin
organic
coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, what's wrong with hand lotion?
Yeah,
just use your spit. Just to go after it.
What's wrong with your mouth?
Yeah,
right.
Blew up that mouth and just get on it.
Yeah.
All right. We love you and
throw them jugs into his mouth too.
Put some pigs on a blanket.
Yeah.
Pull those.
Oh, that's something we didn't talk about.
What?
Your $500 size nipples?
The pearl necklace?
No, the pig in a blanket.
Well, I mean, you said Jeff's not a tit guy, so.
That's right.
Is that on the table?
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Okay. No.
Pigs in the blankets when you're titty fucking, Mom.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
And I would think that you've I mean, listen, we don't have to mention when or with whom, but I'm thinking that you've, in your illustrious sexual career, have done some titty fucking.
Yeah, Monty Ganshorn, is that what his name?
Did Monty Ganshorn with a Stan Zachary kicker titty fuck you?
Oh, God, I'm hanging up now.
Mom, who's the last guy you titty fuck?
I am done with this conversation.
Jay Berkey?
I am done with this.
Did you lay on the back on your bed?
L. Bud Marshall.
Bye.
Bye, Jane. You're the best.
Oh. God bless
her. Has anybody got a cooler mom than me?
I don't think so.
No. I mean, I can talk close to that to my mom, but not like that.
No way.
My mom's the coolest bitch ever. I can't wait for people to hear this show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time for us to go at this point, too. I'm exhausted for talking sex with my mom. I did have her tits firmly in each hand and was bouncing the shit out of them. Poor little thing.
You think she's mouth-hugging Jeff right now?
No, fuck no.
She's on the way to Publix.
But I'm telling you right now, man, there is an absolute gaggle full of cougs that are trying to get him.
I'm sure.
For real. For real. I think that she's a little bit more freaked out about it.
Start fucking taking care of business.
Yeah. Tara took me aside and said that Janie, because they talked.
A private conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
And she was a little concerned just because, like, some of these fucking 61, 62-year-old cougs, they lay it the fuck on. Like, they don't care.
Yeah, they're not
care,
sure. They've got nothing to lose.
Right, they don't
care.
He's going
to die in 5 years anyways.
And he's the best golfer out there.
He's
a stud.
He's got at TPC, Lummy. Well, first of all, he's got a zero handicap where he plays daily. TPC, he's got a 6 handicap, which is not bad, isn't it?
No, that's really good.
At TPC.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pro course.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? He's just...
the nicest guy
the
ever.
The fucking coolest.
Yeah, he is.
He is just... I love him so much. God, I love him.
Even if Jane said, hey, go get some strange, he still wouldn't.
He wouldn't. He just wouldn't.
Right.
Poor guy probably jacks off a lot.
Yeah.
But
he has to. Yeah.
And nothing else.
You got to get that fucking poison out.
She doesn't realize, man. Like, us guys, we got to get our... It controls our life, getting that poison out.
Does?
Yeah, Anna. Mm-hmm. Anytime you can give Chris a little relief, do so.
Yeah.
Words to live by.
Yeah. Step on.
We're doing great right now.
I try.
Are you guys doing good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking wise or just overall?
Overall.
A+.
Is the L coming?
I don't know. Bubs. I feel like you're kind of ruining it.
Bubba, it's coming. It's coming.
Because you know why? Because you know why? Blitz is breaking that fucking shit down.
Yes.
And Blitz is happy.
Yep.
He loves her.
Oh, exactly. But it's all about her saying it first.
Yeah. Anna, please know this. You better say it first. He'll feel it.
Why do I have to say it first?
Just because, man.
Because he's a man. He's Blitz.
Yeah.
That didn't answer any of my questions.
As soon as you say it.
That should answer all the questions. Yeah,
exactly. As soon as you say it, he'll come in with it.
Yeah, he's not going to leave you hanging.
He's not going to leave you hanging. But you got, Anna, you're going to have to, just like you had to buy the first meal, you're going to have to say I love you first.
Yeah.
And he'll what come else back. Do I have to do first?
Nothing. I think you've already handled a lot of the firsts. I'm sure you've sucked a lot of dick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you guys were vaginally fucking a lot.
Probably.
I don't know if you've rimmed, if he's into rim, but, you know, that's none of my business.
Yeah. Listen, when you grab his big hog, just like where you're doing, like,
do you ever grab it? Do you ever grab his hog?
Yeah, I'm sure she does. Come on.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I think he's really breaking you out of your shell, and I like it.
Well, I'm glad.
And we're all pulling for you.
Yeah.
I know.
A year ago, you're like our little sister. We're all pulling for you. Now, man. Fuck.
I'm pulling for Blitz. A little face fucking.
Oh, God. I'm pulling for Blitz, too. Yeah. Now that they're fucking.
Does anyone pull for me?
No.
Ever?
No.
Oh, no.
Ever? Hold on. Do I get credit for anything that I do or don't do?
No.
It's all Blitz just handling, wrangling his bitch.
You're trying.
Dicking me down. Making me cool. Giving me personality.
Getting me
more money.
Making me cool.
Everything is him and his penis. I get credit for fucking nothing.
No, I did not. Did we not have a great?
I get credit for nothing around here, Bubs.
Did we not have a great exchange on Friday, you and I?
We did.
Okay, well, you know how much I adore you, how much I appreciate you, how thankful I am.
I know, and I am as well.
And so you get a credit for a lot.
Thank you.
And keeping him relieved is a credit for it too, because the more you keep him relieved, the less of a
more
fucking asshole he is to
right,
me.
That's true.
That's true.
Next time he's a dick to me, I'll be like, hey, you know what? Let me get a hold on and tell her to fucking face fuck you tonight or something, because you need to take the edge off there, kid.
Face fuck me.
Or I don't know either. I lay
my head on the bed, fucking over the edge backwards.
No, you lay your head on the and then she grabs a headboard and she fucking Yellowstones out.
Okay.
Like she's riding a bucking Bronco.
Oh, there you go, Blitz.
She Brillo pads your fucking face.
All right.
Bam, 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 bam. Then she fucking gets her nut, squirts, fucking you guys take a shower. And watch the fucking Suzanne Nairnos story.
Yeah.
Or
Suzanne Nairnos.
737.
Watch the Suzanne Theranos fucking Nairnos deal. The holdout.
That sounds like
we've been trying to watch this documentary, the Russian or the Roman one we've been watching.
Keep falling asleep like fucking boomers.
Bitch keeps falling asleep on me.
That's because you're fucking her too good.
Yeah.
So tired.
You guys are being tired and falling asleep early means you're fucking.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Getting sun, too.
Now, Anna, are you guys fucking so much that you, like kind of miss it when you're not fucking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would have ever thought, if somebody would have bet me $1 million that you actually would yearn to fuck, when I'd be like, that bitch is the most unfuckable, uncare-about fucking person I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now you really like to fuck?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
God bless you.
You know why? Because it's all because of Blitz.
Because of Blitz and his penis.
Yep, mm-hmm. Blitz's penis.
Well, yeah. But let's not, Blitz is great. Hug. But let's make sure we give fucking the Bubba Radio credit.
February 14th.
Yep.
Valentine's
Day
special.
Well, not only that, but I mean, I actually, you know, took the leap of faith to hire this problematic bitch.
That's very true. That's true.
Right. I mean, she came highly recommended, but was kind of a problem and wasn't really an established talk show host.
No, not at all.
She was virtually nothing.
Yes.
And I don't mean that disrespectfully.
No, it was just a fact.
But in my world that I live in, some fucking chick who was a little bit of a smart ass.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No thanks.
And Blitz, to his credit, and Seth.
Give him more. Oh, and Seth. Yes.
And Seth said, listen, I think she'd be good for the show, her little condescending self. And we've nurtured it into a fucking machine.
We have.
Yeah.
Blitz fucking machine.
Who would have thunk it?
But here's the deal.
What's the deal?
I know. This is what we're going to end this podcast.
Oh, here we go.
And Blitz, you can't get mad at me because we're boys.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
Yeah,
I think
mad at him.
You can't get mad at me because we're boys.
Because you're boys.
But Anna, here's the deal. Let's say you and Blitz go for a while. You guys are going, but something happens. Whatever.
Oh. Co-eds.
And you guys break up.
Okay.
Yeah, you catch him balls deep with a fucking 22-year-old.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lon Johnson.
No.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm going to say.
Blitz got caught with a co-ed.
Blitz.
Oh, no.
All right.
All right.
I think upon your rebound, okay, that the next guy you would end up with, it wouldn't be such a... I think Blitz kind of broke the fucking seal, so to speak. And I think the next guy, you wouldn't wait so long because I think that sex is enjoyable for you right now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I hope I hope to God that there is not a...
Oh, no.
Right,
Blitz got caught fucking a co-ed. I hope there's not that.
It would. So here's the thing I would think is it depends on... Like, if she actually caught me cheating on her...
Not like, good.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
She's like, now I can't trust anybody ever.
Oh,
yeah. That, yeah.
Because she's poured so much into you,
mm-hmm,
and was so reluctant to even give you the pussy.
Yeah.
And then once you gave it, then you fucking violated the pussy code.
Yep.
Then she'd be more fucked up in the head. So
yeah, I'm not going to the club. I'm going to the clinic for some mental health.
Yeah, here's the deal, Blitz. Mm-hmm. If you really want to fuck a person up for life, this would be her.
Oh, no.
Blitz fucked Anna up for life.
Oh, no.
Because, Anna, I think you have, not only did we break that seal, but you've given all, like, you're all in.
Oh, yeah.
You're
no,
all
I mean,
the
I,
fuck
I don't,
in.
I don't get into a relationship unless I'm all in.
You're all in.
Yeah.
And he's all in.
Yep. I hope so.
I've seen him with other chicks, and he's not.
Oh, yeah?
Well, over the years.
No, I know.
Last weekend before. Yeah. You know, come on.
Over the years, I've seen him date a couple different chicks over the
sure.
years.
And that did you meet any of them?
A couple.
Okay.
But, you know, none of them
so
were.
So what did you think?
None of them had the it factor like you.
Oh, that's a good answer, Bob.
They come in different shapes and sizes, but none of them had the it/gel with him factor.
Mm. Yeah, sometimes he's hard to gel with. I get it, but so am I.
He's hard to fucking gel with.
Yeah,
ask me.
But so am I. We're both fucking weirdos, so
exactly.
It kind of works.
So, you know, I'm so happy for both of you.
Me too. And people have been saying that to me a lot lately. They'll come up to me and be like, I'm so glad you were with Chris. And maybe
and
they
you
say
fought
that to
it
him.
So hard, even when we went bowling. Remember, bitch, when I was doing the whole Chris spiel?
I know.
But I was pulling for you back in the bowling deal.
Dude, the problem is you were calling me Chris and she had no idea who you were talking
yeah,
about.
That's true.
Who's Chris?
No, but I can remember we stopped by Walmart to get gas on our way to the bowling.
Yeah, and you almost lit the car on fire.
And I had to get like some 5 gallons. So then I'm like, so we get like, that's halfway between, it's a very romantic date. Yes, it is. And so I fill up the jugs, I fill up the truck, and we're
the
driving.
Jugs? Hold on, you were doing what to the jugs?
I had 5 gallon jugs.
Oh, those
so
jugs.
I filled those up. And I filled my truck up, and we're driving down Del Mabry, and I'm like, Anna.
He threw an old credit card out the window.
Yeah, I'm like, Anna. Mm-hmm. Like, for real, does my boy got a chance? Like, what the fuck? Like, do you like him?
I just said, I don't want to date
like,
anyone I work with.
He said, no chance.
I'm like, I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to push it either way, but if you guys would date and some shit would go down, he could never get me. There's nothing he could say that would affect your job. And you're like, I don't believe that, Bubs, because he's pretty powerful. And he's like, your number two guy. And the bottom line is, if he wanted me gone, he'd have me gone. I go, no, he wouldn't. He wouldn't do that. He might try, because he's a motherfucker. He might try.
I'd make Lummy do it.
He might try, but I'm only going to judge you for our interaction. How I feel you are for the show and how you are to me mm-hmm. is what determines your job, not if you guys break up. And she's like, nah, Bubs, you know, I just don't think so. Mm-mm. And so I let it go. I didn't fuck with her about it.
Yeah.
We did a little bowling. Then I got Reagan up at the track.
Right.
And I'm like, let me get a different perspective on
Hogan
this.
Hogan in the trees.
So we're fucked. We're completely fucking tore up. Me, the Merch Crick, and Ronald Reagan, we are fucked up. And we're just like, and I just finally just said, Reagan, you're her roommate. What does she really feel about Blitz? And Reagan. Fucking hard.
What'd you say, Lummy?
Reagan said, this is what she said. This is what Reagan said. I've been telling her that she needs to give him a chance because he's really a good guy. You don't understand how good a care he takes of her. When they just even go out as friends, he has like, he just knows her and he's good to her. And that's all I needed was Reagan's kind of like backside endorsement deal. Mm-hmm. Because which is the truth?
Yeah.
And that's when I fucking hard sold it. I'm like, fuck it, I'm getting this done. They both like each other. We're in this little purgatory fucking area where it's just kind of uncomfortable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's shit or get off the pot. so to speak.
Yes. Yeah. So we shat.
So you guys shit on each other. Yep. Cleveland Steamer.
We sure did.
And it's been yippee.
We've been shitting on each other. And it's been great ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should leave it at that, everybody. I hope you enjoy. This was a great podcast.
That was fun.
This might be the best ever we've ever done. We've talked about Blitz and honest shitting on each other. Yep. And my mom's.
And rim jobs.
My mom, yeah, rim jobs.
Yeah, right now your mom's sucking Jeff's dick.
Do you
right
think
now.
Jeff's getting a dick suck
oh,
right
he's
now?
Getting a good dick
probably
sucking
not.
Right now.
Honestly, probably
yeah,
not.
Yeah, because your mom left, went to the store.
the neighbor with the hot tub.
I was actually thinking about calling my mom right now and just saying, Mom, am I disturbing something? One last time.
Just dick in her mouth right now.
Oh my
Mom,
God.
Do you got a dick in your mouth right now? That's what I'm going to say.
His balls are up in there.
Mm-hmm. Blasting the shit out of it. Those big titties.
Picking a blanket with a mouth fuck.
Shut up. Let me.
Oh, sorry.
My mom.
She's wiping his dick off right now.
Sorry, I'm busy. I'm sucking dick right now. Doing my wifely duties.
She was going to get in the wet rag.
It's hard to answer the phone when you're on your husband's rim.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message fucking system. 5-7.
I'm leaving a message, too.
It's not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Mom, you not answering the phone is probably a good thing. We were going to maybe see if you were sucking dick by now.
No.
So we're assuming, since you're not taking the phone call, that you're either rimming it, rimming it. Lummy, this is my mom we're talking about. I don't need sound effects from your fucking weird ass.
Yeah, Lummy, what the hell?
Yeah, sorry about that.
You think I'd do that to your mom?
Not at all.
We couldn't even have this conversation with your mom.
Yeah,
your
suck
mom,
some dick, Jane.
What? Lummy.
Oh. Hi, Jane.
Mom, hopefully you're sucking some dick right now. That's why you can't answer the phone, okay? We hope so. Hopefully today we're turning a new chapter on your...
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase message review.
Hey, Mom, you not answering the phone is probably a good thing. We were going to maybe see if you were sucking dick by now.
No.
So we're assuming, since you're not taking the phone call, that you're either rimming it, rimming it. Lummy, my mom we're talking about. I don't need sound effects from your fucking weird ass.
Yeah, Lummy, what the hell?
Yeah, sorry about that.
You think I'd do that to your mom?
Not at all.
We couldn't even have this conversation with your mom.
Yeah,
your
put
mom?
Some dick, Jane.
What? Lummy.
Hi, Jane.
Mom, hopefully you're sucking some dick right now. That's why you can't answer the phone, okay? We hope so. Hopefully today we're turning a new chapter on your...
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen, to send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Did you mark it urgent?
I think that's how we end the podcast.
Sounds good to me.
Goodbye.